Mike Pence slams double standard FBI showed between Donald Trump, Joe Biden. By Jacob Bliss on January 10, 2023. Former Vice President Mike Pence slammed the double standard the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, is showing former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden following the revelation that Biden had stashed classified documents from his time as vice president at his University of Pennsylvania office. During an appearance on The Hugh Hewitt Show, the former vice president criticized the double standard and the massive overreach the FBI displayed between Trump's Florida home being raided to find out if there was any leftover classified material from his time in the White House and nothing happening when roughly 10 classified documents were found in an office Biden once used during his vice presidency. Pence reaffirmed his criticism of the FBI when they raided Mar-a-Lago last summer, saying he was deeply troubled by that action before adding that this double standard they have now created is troubling. "It was a massive overreach by the FBI, a massive overreaction this summer to execute a search warrant at the personal residence of a former president of the United States, and I said so," Pence explained. "But having now created that standard and now abandoned that standard when the current president of the United States is found to have had classified documents in his possession after leaving office, I think it just, I have no words right now. It's just incredibly frustrating to me," he added. Pence was referring to when Trump's Florida home was raided by FBI agents last summer in a CBS News report released Monday explaining documents marked classified were found at Biden's vice presidential office at the Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement in Washington, which is close to Capitol Hill. The report explained, "Attorney General Merrick Garland has assigned the U.S. Attorney in Chicago to review documents marked classified that were found at the Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement in Washington," two sources with knowledge of the inquiry told CBS News. "The roughly 10 documents are from President Biden's vice presidential office at the center," the sources said. CBS News has learned the FBI is also involved in the U.S. attorney's inquiry. "The material was identified by personal attorneys for Mr. Biden on November 2, just before the midterm elections," Richard Sauber, special counsel to the president, confirmed. "The documents were discovered when Mr. Biden's personal attorneys were packing files housed in a locked closet to prepare to vacate office space at the Penn Biden Center in Washington, D.C., Sauber said in a statement to CBS News. "The documents were contained in a folder that was in a box with other unclassified papers," the sources said. The sources revealed neither what the documents contained nor their level of classification. A source familiar told CBS News the documents did not contain nuclear secrets. Sauber also said that on the same day the material was discovered, November 2, the White House Counsel's Office notified the National Archives, which took possession of the materials the following morning. Shortly after the report was released, Trump responded on his Truth Social account, questioning, "When is the FBI going to raid the many homes of Joe Biden, perhaps even the White House?" The former president, who insisted that the documents taken from his home were declassified, added that Biden's documents were definitely not declassified. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.